We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lee Harris, and here are today's top local stories. There may be a new version of the knockout game being played in the Bronx, but this one doesn't involve punching people, as Glenn Schuck reports from the Bronx this morning. Glenn?
Lee, this time there's a weapon involved in the form of a BB gun. Twice now, police are saying the same group of four young people have been hitting people here in the Bronx with those BBs. November 3rd, the first case, they shot a 73-year-old woman point blank right near a bodega, right in her face. And then November 8th, we were told the same group at the number 2 subway platform, they struck again, this time targeting a 37-year-old subway conductor. Right through the window of the train, they shot him in the face with the BB gun. On both instances, one of the suspects using a cell phone to videotape everything that's been going on. I spoke to these riders on the train here in the platform this morning.
So you take this train every day?
Every day.
Yeah.
Every day.
And
yeah.
You feel safe?
I mean, it's really something you got to really think about.
She's all right, the lady.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, thank God, man, you know.
Yeah, he had concern for the 73-year-old. He knew that victim. In both cases, the victims were wounded in their face, Lee, with cuts, and they had to be treated at the hospital. So the NYPD has gathered up surveillance video. We've put it up now at 1010winds.com of these suspects, hoping, of course, to get them before someone is seriously hurt. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, here at 219th and White Plains Road in the Bronx.
Well, there was also real gunfire in the Bronx yesterday. Four people shot in Williamsbridge, and at least some of them were innocent bystanders, as Samantha Liebman reports from the scene this morning. Sam?
Good morning, Lee. Well, interestingly enough, a BB gun was recovered at the scene here on Barnes Avenue and Burke Avenue. Police calling this a drive-by shooting, leaving an 18-year-old fighting for his life. Shot in the head is two shooters fired from the backseat of an SUV around 5 last night. Three others, including a 15-year-old boy and a 60-year-old woman, shot, expected to survive. The 18-year-old's aunt speaking with reporters last night.
He's a very good kid. Very good kid. I'm sure he could never be the target because he doesn't keep friends. He doesn't talk to people and stuff like that. So that's why it's surprising me.
Now, the NYPD says his condition is now serious. No arrests in this case. Police believe at least two of the victims were not the intended targets, but it's still not clear who was. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds, in Williamsbridge, the Bronx.
The 21-year-old man was chased outside the Wagner houses in East Harlem last night. The person or persons chasing him caught him and shot him in the head. He was pronounced dead at Harlem Hospital. Police sources believe this killing was gang-related. No arrests so far and no ID on the victim. We gave you a heads up yesterday on a storm next week that could interfere with holiday travel plans. Let's check in with AccuWeather's Dean DeVore to find out what's up with that this morning. Dean?
Good morning, Lee. Yeah, at this point, we don't have any more evidence one way or the other that a potent coastal storm that could form right along the eastern seaboard and have major effects with us early next week. But the signals that it could happen are still there. But even without that area of low pressure right near us, the weather will take a big turn downward with rain at times Monday into Monday night, and then windy and much colder weather that could affect the airports and problems with some trees and power lines Tuesday into Wednesday. So expect some travel issues during that period. That being said, if you want to or scheduled to get an early jump on travel this weekend, the weather still looks good after we get really warm today and then flip into some colder weather entering into the weekend.
We heard earlier in the week from Governor Hochul and MTA Acting Chair Jano Lieber that there would not be MTA fare hikes for at least 6 months, thanks to all the money the state was getting from the infrastructure package. But now Lieber says the MTA is still looking at raising fares later next year. As he put it, we are not surrendering the historic pattern of having small increases on a regular basis. But he says it's also still possible there won't be any fare increases next year, so stay tuned. Andrew Cuomo is no longer the governor of New York, but some state lawmakers might want to impeach him anyway, and they'll be going behind closed doors today and tomorrow to check out the report a law firm compiled after investigating the many sexual harassment and misconduct allegations and other allegations against the former governor. That report will be made public shortly after they've had a look at it. And while removing Cuomo from office is a moot point, impeachment could result in him being prevented from running for statewide office again. There have been rumors that he's been contemplating running again for attorney general or some other office. A couple of women got off a train at the Jackson Avenue station in the Bronx last night when a man came up and started bothering them. They ignored him, but he didn't ignore them. Police say he spat at them, and then one of the women felt like she got punched in her right shoulder blade. Then she noticed she was bleeding. She was apparently stabbed, but it's not clear what she was stabbed with. Police are still looking for whoever did it. Some interesting personnel news from the Jets. Mark Hernay with the latest this morning. Mark?
Yeah, Lee, it's another change at quarterback with Joe Flacco named the starter for Sunday's game against Miami, a move that comes on the heels of Mike White crashing back to earth while Zach Wilson's still recovering from his knee injury. And in the wake of the Aaron Rodgers controversy, we learned that Flacco isn't vaccinated either, but at least he's being upfront about it.
I definitely have my reasons. I honestly probably like to talk about this topic more than anybody. It's one of those things that you debate with all the time, but I've overall felt like it's more of a distraction than anything.
Adding that the most important thing to him is going to play the game. Mark Renee, 1010 Wins Sports.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Wins. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Wins, visit 1010wins.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.